Numbers chapter 10. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Make two trumpets of hammered silver. You will use them for assembling the congregation and for breaking camps. When they blow both of them, all the congregation shall assemble before you at the entrance of the tent of meeting. If they only blow one, then just the leaders, the heads of the thousands of Israel, shall gather themselves before you. When you blow the signal, the camps that are on the east side shall set out on their journey. When you blow the signal the second time, the camps that are on the south side shall set out. A signal is to be blown whenever they are to set out on their journeys. But when the assembly is gathered together, you shall blow them, but do not sound the special signal. The sons of Aaron, the priests, shall blow the trumpets. They will be for you a perpetual ordinance throughout your generations. When you go out to war in your land against your adversary that oppresses you, then you shall sound an alarm with the trumpets, and you will be remembered by the Lord your God, and you will be saved from your enemies. Also, on the day of your gladness, and at your set feasts, and at the beginnings of your months, you are to blow the trumpets over the burnt offerings and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings. They will be a reminder for you before your God. I am the Lord your God. On the 20th day of the second month of the second year, the cloud lifted from over the tabernacle of the testimony. So the Israelites set out from the wilderness of Sinai, traveling from place to place, and the cloud settled down in the wilderness of Paran. They set out for the first time according to the commandment of the Lord through Moses. The banner of the camp of Judah moved forward first according to their companies, and the leader over its company was Nashon, the son of Amminadab. Over the company of the tribe of Issachar was Nethanel, the son of Tsuar. Over the company of the tribe of Zebulun was Eliav, the son of Helon. When the tabernacle was taken down, the Gershonites and Merarites, who carried the tabernacle, set out. Next, the banner of the camp of Reuben moved forward according to their companies, and the leader over its company was Elitzur, the son of Shedur. Over the company of the tribe of Simeon was Shelumiel, the son of Zurishaddai. Over the company of the tribe of Gad was Eliasaph, the son of Duel. Then the Kohathites set out carrying the holy things, and the tabernacle was set up before they arrived. The next banner of the camp of Ephraim set out according to their companies, and the leader over its company was Elishama, the son of Ammihud. Over the company of the tribe of Manasseh was Gamaliel, the son of Pedahzur. Over the company of the tribe of Benjamin was Abidan, the son of Gideoni. Then the banner of the camp of Dan, which was the rear guard for all the camps, set out according to their companies, and the leader over its company was Ahiezer, the son of Amishaddai. Over the company of the tribe of Asher was Pagiel, the son of Akron. Over the company of the tribe of Naphtali was Ahira, the son of Enan. This was the order in which the Israelites traveled according to their companies when they set out on their journey. Moses said to Hobab, the son of Reuel, the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law, We are traveling to the place about which the Lord said, I will give it to you. Come with us, and we will treat you well, for the Lord has promised good things to Israel. But he replied, I will not go, but I will return to my own land and to my kindred. Moses said, Please do not leave us, as you know where we should camp in the wilderness, and your eyes can serve as a lookout for us. If you come with us, we will share with you whatever good the Lord does for us. So they traveled 3 days' journey from the mountain of the Lord, and the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord went before them 3 days' journey, seeking out a resting place for them. The cloud of the Lord was over them by day when they set out from the camp. Whenever the Ark set out, Moses would say, Rise up, O Lord, and let your enemies be scattered. May those who hate you flee before you. Whenever it came to rest, he would say, Return, O Lord, to the countless thousands of Israel.